Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Record number of land conflicts in Brazil in 2019. There were 5 conflicts per day, representing a 23% increase from 2018, and 32 defenders murdered during the year. Throughout 2019, the Pastoral Land Commission, the CPT, recorded 1,833 conflicts in the countryside, averaging 5 per day, 23% more than in 2018. This is the highest number on CPT records in the past 5 years. There was also a 14% increase in the numbers of murders, from 28 to 32, 7% more attempted murders, from 28 to 30, and 22% more death threats, from 165 to 201. In an interview with Real World Radio, Isolette Wojcinski, member of the National Coordination of the CPT, highlighted that while the numbers recorded by the organization over the past 35 years are thorough, they are merely a sample which provides an overview of the numerous conflicts over land and territories, water and labor issues around Brazil. Of the 32 land and territory defenders murdered, 3 victims were women. Wojcinski stressed that there is special viciousness in crimes against women. 102 women suffered acts of violence, and those murdered show signs of torture. The violent hate speech against peasants and indigenous peoples used by Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro during his first year in office puts peasants and indigenous peoples as the enemies of development in the countryside, said Isolette Wojcinski. In its report, Conflicts in the Countryside 2019, the CPT states that Bolsonaro's discourse can explain the rise of violence in the countryside from one year to the other, with his defense of private property and legitimation of the use of weapons by landowners to attack indigenous communities. In fact, 320 indigenous families were expelled by self-declared owners of the land, an action that could be exacerbated if Provisional Measure MP 910-19 is passed. One of the consequences of Bolsonaro's attitude has been that the legal Amazon, which includes 9 provinces, has become the region with the most land conflicts, 20% in total. 9 indigenous people were murdered there in 2019, the highest number of cases in the past decade. To this, we must add the impacts of the Amazon fires as part of the expansion of agricultural frontier through using slash-and-burn practices, queimadas, to deforest this area famously known as the lungs of the planet. Of the 1,254 conflicts recorded, 1,206 were land conflicts involving some kind of violence caused by supposed owners and or land grabbers. There was a huge rise in the number of evictions in the south, midwest and north regions. Provisional Measure MP 910-19, currently under discussion in the Brazilian parliament, would authorize the misappropriation of millions of hectares of vacant lands. It could legalize currently unauthorized occupation of large landowners, extending them by 1,500 to 2,500 hectares. This would displace native indigenous and Afro-descendant communities who have been living in these territories for years. In addition, the MP does not recognize the environmental crimes committed by these landowners and would allow them to exploit workers in conditions similar to slavery. For the first time, the report includes text written by an indigenous person, Sonia Wahajara, member of the Executive Coordination of the Articulation of Indigenous Peoples from Brazil. In her text, she describes the attacks and violations against the rights of indigenous peoples during the first year of Bolsonaro's administration. Since Jair Bolsonaro took office as President of the Republic in January 2019, we are suffering an intense and serious offensive against the rights of indigenous peoples in Brazil, stated Wahajara.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.